You're listening to lgradio.online. Welcome to In the Benny Green Archives.
Good afternoon. Very often in these programmes I've explored the curious fate of well-known songs which started out anything but well-known. Songs like The Man I Love and Bill, which were turfed out of show after show by impresarios who should have been put to picking oakum long before they wandered into the world of musical comedy. As somebody once said about one of the Schubert brothers, or maybe all of the Schubert brothers, the only theatre they should have been allowed inside was one where they performed operations. But while we mourn the songs that had a tough time of it, spare a thought also for the occasional case of the song that was so lucky that instead of just getting into a show and making an impression, it actually got into two shows and made two impressions. I raise this subject because of the time of year. On November the 1st, 1921, a musical opened on Broadway which had one of those songs that people love instantly. It's almost as though they knew it before they took their seats. In this case, they did know it, because it had already been featured in a 1920 show that was still running just along the street, which meant you could hear it simultaneously in two quite separate productions. Jerome Kern had originally written it for a different show again. Remember that Hardy annual, Brewster's Millions, about the heir to a fortune who has to spend it in 30 days if he is to inherit a much larger fortune? Well, Guy Bolton adapted it as a musical in 1919, titled Made of Money, Made, M-A-I-D. Then the title was changed to Zip Goes a Million, and it still stands as the only show Jerome Kern ever wrote for New York, which never reached New York. But before the show was dropped, a song was dropped from it, and later put into the 1920 show, and still later, into the 1921 show. Today we still marvel at its hypnotic simplicity. Some fool in the New York Tribune wrote at the time that the song was mushy. Actually, it was the writer who was mushy. Much closer to the truth, I think, was Miss Dorothy Dixon. Now, I had a conversation with Miss Dixon only 2 weeks ago, and she remembered the song vividly, and why not? She sang it for 387 performances when the 1920 show came to London. Her definition was both shrewd and poetic when she told Kern that the song had a hymn-like quality.
Look for the silver lining when ere a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Thank you.
sunny side of life and try to find a sunny side of life and try to find a sunny side of life.
Look for the Silver Lining, music by Jerome Kern, words by Buddy De Silva. A song dropped from Zip Goes a Million, featured in Sally and again in Good Morning Dearie over 60 years ago, and yet the song remains part of most people's musical consciousness. I was talking the other day about Isham Jones and how his mad burst of songwriting activity encompassed only two or three years in the mid-1920s. But I also said there was a brief comeback, and here's the evidence.
You've got me crying again. You've got me sighing again. What is this love all about? I'm in, I'm out. You're kisses right from the start came from your lips, not your heart. You make me happy and then somebody new looks good to you. You've got me crying again, just crying for you. What is this love all about? I'm in, I'm out. Your kisses right from the start came from your lips, not your heart. You make me happy and then somebody new looks good to you. You've got me crying again, just crying, crying for you.
Isham Jones tune, You Got Me Crying Again. The words were by a character called Charlie Newman, known to the gods as the man who perpetrated the words to that cherished fragment of romantic poetry, Six Lessons from Madame Lazonga. A famous show called Life Begins at 8:40, famous because while Harold Arlen wrote the tunes, two lyricists collaborated on the words, Ira Gershwin and Yip Harburg. And that means that when we hear anything from the show, we can never be sure whether we were admiring Ira's work or Yip's. But in this next song, the work of detection is child's play. There's a clue, a glaring clue, a clue that comes leaping out to punch the listener smack in the ear. Sometimes a lyric writer hits on a phrase, puts it in a song and then forgets about it. And then years later it dawns on him that he's been a bit too profligate with his own talent and that that casual phrase was a bit more than that. So he digs it out and makes something famous out of it. Now listen to this song written in 1934 by Arlen and presumably Yip Harburg and wait for that brief passing moment when the future gives us a wink.
Fun to be fooled. Fun to pretend. Fun to believe love is an ending. Thought I was done. Still it is fun being fooled again. Nice when you tell that you feel. Nice to be told this is the real thing. Fun to be kissed. Fun to exist. To be fooled again. It's that old devil move, having his fling once more, selling his spring once more. I'm afraid love is king once more. Fun to be fooled. Fun to pretend. This little dream won't end. Won't end. Spring once more. I'm afraid love is king once more. Fun to be fooled. Fun to pretend. This little dream. Won't end. Fun to be fooled. Fun to pretend.
To Be Fooled, written by Howard Arlen, Ira Gershwin and Yip Harburg. There was mention there of phrases like fools rush in and who cares, both familiar in other contexts, but the real discovery is that Yip Harburg wrote down the phrase that old devil moon in 1934 and used it to devastating effect 13 years later by making it the title of a famous song in Finian's Rainbow.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Thank you. got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. How it blinds me with love.
The other day I was talking to Mrs. Johnny Mercer about a song which I consider to be one of the subtlest and most poetic that's ever been written in the popular idiom. The title, The Days of Wine and Roses, comes from a forgotten late Victorian poet called Ernest Dowson, who died in his 30s in London in 1900, largely of non-payment of rent. In his poem, The Days of Wine and Roses are the days when we used to have a good time before we burned ourselves out. In the song written for the film of that name, Mercer wrote quite a different story, one which still seems to me to go unnoticed even by people who love the song. Mercer's Days of Wine and Roses are the days of innocence. The song is about childhood, in fact, and about the sad truth that the innocence of childhood, once lost, can never be recovered. The quality of time in childhood is quite different from later in life. Eternity seems a perfectly rational supposition. Hence the meaning of that phrase in the song, a door that wasn't here before. Or in other words, in childhood, you never dreamed that anything can ever end. Mercer wrote his lyric in about 5 minutes, as long as it took him to write the words down on the paper, as he once told me. Mrs. Mercer remembers that after he'd written the words, he wept a little. At first, she thought he'd depressed himself. But once she realized what the song was about, she understood. Her husband had had an idyllic childhood, and it is that idyll which the song celebrates.
The days of wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing. Nevermore, that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze. Memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you. Of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and
Johnny Mercer, The Days of Wine and Roses. People naturally assumed he could play a musical instrument. Once, when I took him to the BBC Television Centre to be interviewed, the producer asked him to play one of his songs. and I hurriedly explained that unless they allowed John to whistle, that would be impossible. Hurriedly, we sent for a pianist, and the trick was done. And yet the whistling was a very fruitful working method. Here is the song that John once described as a sort of whispering sideways.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find your share of memories there. So dream when the day is through. Dream and they might come true. Things never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream.
One of the songs that Johnny Mercer wrote music as well as words for. Paul Francis Webster, who would have been 78 years old this week, told me that sometimes a lyricist gets an assignment that never quite works out. This happened once to Johnny Mercer when he was asked to write a ballad for a big picture and never seemed to feel happy over the job. So he got in touch with the studio and explained the situation and then advised them to call in somebody else. Who, they asked. What about Paul Francis Webster, said Mercer. So they called in Webster, and this is what happened.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dark. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are to me. Our wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile.
The award-winning song from The Sandpiper, The Shadow of Your Smile, words by Paul Francis Webster. Johnny Mercer later told me that the title always reminded him of a girl with a walrus moustache, but that was just his joke. He greatly admired the lyric and was even proud that it was his suggestion that Webster had been invited to write it. On November the 3rd, 1958, there died a man I had intended to treat in depth at this point, but whose biographical facts continue to elude me. But I do think I'm on the brink of getting a much clearer picture soon. So here, as a stopgap, here is the sort of thing he wrote and why I'm such an admirer.
Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a thing ever change you. Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a soul rearrange you. Don't ever lose all the charm you possess. Your loveliness, darling, the way you say yes. Stay as sweet as you are, discreet as you are, you're divine, dear. Stay as grand as you are, and as you are, tell me that you're mine, dear. Young and gay are old and gray. Near to me are afar. Night and day I pray that you'll always stay as sweet as you are.
Nat Cole singing one of the loveliest of the songs of Harry Revel, a man who I hope will be featured in this spot soon in closer detail. And that's it. See you same time next week.
Young and gay are old and grey. Near to me are afar. Night and day I pray that you'll always stay as sweet as you are.
You've been listening to In the Benny Green Archives here on lgradio.online. Please do visit the website to find out when the next episode is on, along with all our other shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.